This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show Mother's Day Special. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get mom a Buy American, Support America Navy t-shirt. Best part? The shirt will come with a free book. You can get mom a shirt plus either a What Really Happened, a Kennedy Babylon 1, or a Kennedy Babylon 2. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store for this amazing deal.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Before you were press secretary, you worked for the campaign. And you made a comment, I believe, on Fox, in which you said President Trump will not allow the coronavirus to come to this country. Would you like to take that back?
I guess I would turn the question back on the media. Does Vox want to take back that they proclaim that the coronavirus would not be a deadly pandemic?
Boom. Roasted.
Does the Washington Post want to take back that they told Americans to get a grip? The flu is bigger than the coronavirus.
Boom. Roasted.
Does the Washington Post likewise want to take back that our brains are causing us to exaggerate the threat of the coronavirus?
Boom. Roasted.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Governor Abbott takes action over what he calls a nonsensical decision to throw a Dallas salon owner in jail.
Governor Abbott says this order is retroactive and if it's correctly applied, should free this woman. This is Shelley Luther.
The governor tweeting about an hour ago saying, quote, criminals shouldn't be released to prevent COVID-19 just to put business owners in their place.
Don't mess with Texas.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
No one ever doubts I say what I mean. The problem is I sometimes say all that I mean. In 2018, I campaigned.
Mario Cuomo was running, and he was doing a town meeting, and a guy stood up, and he said, well, I tell you what would you do if your son told you he was gay? He said, I'd embrace him, and I'd hug him, and I'd love him.
And some of his supporters started going around saying, vote for Cuomo, not the homo.
I said, Mario, you got to do something about that. It's not right. I don't believe he did anything.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The great people of Massachusetts got some good news Thursday. Golf courses across the state are free to open up for business.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, the problem is the media, the alt-left media, continues to stoke fear. Got a text here from 860. The biggest problem is getting people not to be scared. I am a dentist and people won't schedule appointments. The CDC releases a report saying there have been no clusters or of infections in any dental office, including NYC. Yet you hear nothing of it on the news. It doesn't feed the narrative. They want to keep the hysteria going. Some mid-level bureaucrat in Atlanta at the CDC offices wrote some the sky is falling memo. I mean, you know, anybody can write a memo. This guy is just a paper shuffler, a pencil sharpener, and he leaks it to CNN. They're saying the White House is overlooking again. Somebody in Starbucks could write, it's not a problem. Are they going to lead with that? I mean, the guy at Starbucks has almost as much credibility as the mid-level bureaucrat at the CDC. I'm so tired of it. And, you know, you see it, though. People are petrified. You know, the low-info voters especially. Guy texted me yesterday. His sister is in Brevard County, Florida. There have been 8 cases. And she won't go outside because she's watching these fools on CNN. She believes Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo telling everybody they gotta not go out in the parks, and he's just walking around infected without a mask. Or this guy Neil Ferguson in Britain. 2.2 million people are going to die. Everyone's going to die. Everybody's got to be locked down except for me. I'm going to have my trollop over for a little. We're going to play doctor with the shades drawn. God, I'm so sick of this. Open up the country, and you know, come on. Have we won the bet yet? Time now for the chump line.
Yeah.
Michael Flynn, $100 million. Jim Comey, zero. Yahoo!
Yeah. The four guys that the FBI framed in Boston for a murder they didn't commit, they were in prison, or they, some of them, a couple of them died in prison. They got a total of $107 million. But again, they spent 35 years in prison for a crime they didn't commit. I'd say, I don't know, $25 million seems about right for James Comey. Out of James Comey for Michael Flynn.
Guns, a haircut, and a 5-iron. Things that made America great.
Let me hear that one again.
Guns, a haircut, and a 5-iron. Things that made America great.
Thank you, Jay from Chelsea. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During these difficult times, we notice that these difficult times are made even more difficult by every message starting off with the reminder that these are difficult times, just in case some of us are not paying attention or maybe forgot, because after all, these are difficult times.
Governor Baker concedes that golf courses and gun shops are to reopen. Also declares that beekeeper suits now must be worn in public places until the murder hornet threat subsides.
I don't know how much we should joke about that. This has really gone to his head, his empty head. He would not be above ordering us all to wear bee veils. I didn't even know what you called it, but I looked it up. It's bee veils. Those murder hornets, they...
That sounds like a
scary
word Joe Biden would make up. That really bevails me, man.
We must defeat the hornet murderers. Oh, murder hornets.
With golf and gun shops, the Boston Wall is falling. The only question is, who will be our David Hasselhoff?
Governor Parker, tear down this wall. Let us play golf. Let us go to the gun ranges. I guess the gun ranges are still sort of closed. We'll find out more, but you can at least buy a gun now. Everywhere, not just in that one place that was defying the orders.
I never, ever, ever thought I would say this, but I am starting to miss Governor Michael Dukakis.
You know, I won't go quite that far, but when he was governor, I got this book called The Secret History by Procopius about the endemic corruption in the Byzantine Empire. It's a great book, and I hadn't thought about that book for a long time. I just took it down from the shelf and started rereading it last night. It applies even more to Charlie Baker than it did to Michael Dukakis. Procopius, the deep state. I'll give you a report on it over the weekend.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, I can't believe how poorly Trump and Baker are handling this pandemic. If I'm elected vice president, I'll make sure we have enhanced testing led by Andy Dukan, and we'll have a vaccine produced by the New England Compounding Center. Then we're going to be fine.
What am I laughing at? The New England Compounding Center killed dozens of people, but... nobody talks about that very much, considering. And Annie Dukan, another one that hasn't gotten nearly enough publicity, even with the Netflix special. Go ahead.
That salon owner down in Texas? Absolutely, 100% not guilty.
Agreed. Even when she was wearing the mask, you could tell that she was not guilty.
Have you seen her on stage wearing leather?
No, I haven't.
She's part of a band, a two-person band.
Hubba Hubba?
The band is called Crush. So, Shelley Luther, Crush.
Va, 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 boom.
Hey, Howie. This is the reason the car washes are closed. They're wet markets. Easy.
I'm getting conflicting reports that it seems that a lot of the car washes are still in operation despite the edict of Der Führer. I don't know. I don't know what's going on because I'm not there. And again, even if I were there, I wouldn't know because I don't patronize car washes all that often. The mailroom manager goes in them sometimes, but not me.
Here, Mayor, what's this I hear about a face mask being mandatory? RMI trust pants are still optional.
Incidentally, we tried to get the waitress in the waitress sandwich between Ted Kennedy and Joe and Chris Dodd to come on the show, but she lives in Massachusetts now. She's 59 years old. They put this waitress at a fancy French restaurant in Washington between them, and they were squeezing her and groping her, you know, typical Democrat nonsense. And now Joe Biden has put Chris Dodd, the surviving half of the bread and the waitress sandwich, on his committee to find a new female vice presidential running mate for him. Seemed rather inappropriate, but we asked her if she wanted to come on, and we haven't heard back from her. I think she's a lib.
Thanks to the successful Cape Gunworks lawsuit, we now have AR-15s, AK-47s, and high-capacity magazines available throughout the state. This is Beto's nightmare.
Are AR-14s available? That's what Joe Biden wants to pick up, an AR-14.
I got some bad news over the weekend. My wife tells me she's been socially distancing with some other guy.
Is his name Neil Ferguson? My NH Dr. Neil Ferguson.
They're going to open golf courses, but you can't rent a cart, which means you can't play if you're an old fart. That's not fair, but Parker don't care. Nothing he's done yet has been very smart.
Yeah. We're gonna have to play those cuts again when he's trying to explain why he caved in on the golf courses after the golf courses hired a big money connected lobbyist. And also, he has even greater consternation when he's informed during the middle of the press conference that the judge has just slapped him upside the head and told him that there is something called the Second Amendment and that the gun shops have to be open. It's pretty funny stuff.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Howie Carr chump line today. It's the voicemail message service of the show. If you want to leave a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And at 7 o'clock every night after the show ends, the broadcast show ends, we post Chopped Chumps. It's one of our podcasts. Wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast, you can get Chopped Chumps, all the messages that didn't make it just now. A lot of them good. And I assume today was a very good day considering the news, the rush of good news for once. So check out Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During these difficult times, we notice that these difficult times are made even more difficult by every message, starting off with the reminder that these are difficult times, just in case some of us are not paying attention or maybe forgot, because after all, these are difficult times.
I got some bad news over the weekend. My wife tells me she's been socially distancing with some other guy.
Someone added another line to James Comey's poem. I pray that Durham will send you away despite the delays of Christopher Wray. I think that works quite nicely. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Yes. Golf courses can open. I know the restrictions are BS, but this is a start in ending the tyranny of the Fourth Reich. 8 foot tall Duvall, a.k.a. Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker's playing a sad tune on his sax tonight. Today's poll question is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Mask. Charlie Parker has spoken, and now you need a mask. So get a comfortable one at HowieCarShow.com. When you click on the Boomer Naturals banner, you can save 20% with code word HowieCar20. And by the way, I just got a text from 508. My two masks arrived today. Great quality. Two thumbs up. They are very.
I hope those thumbs are gloved.
No. Okay, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
93% say, Massachusetts barbershops and hair salons should hire the same lobbyist golfers did in order to reopen.
Pay to play. Yes, they should.
Yep, 93%.
What does that tell you, though, about the reality? I mean, as if Neil Ferguson wasn't enough. This guy, you know, getting caught with bringing his girlfriend over after ordering everybody to shut down. We'll tell you, I got some stuff on Neil Ferguson too, incidentally, some more stuff on him and his model, his latest fake model. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you, Howie, for the great memories of this cradle of liberty. I want to tell you about some numbers. Let's do the numbers, Howie. You know that Fauci and Birx and Redfield collaborated in an HIV vaccine which didn't work. And mm-hmm. they falsely claimed it did. And they injected the army with it and spread HIV all over the place.
I don't know about that. I don't know about any of that stuff, Chris. I don't know. I know that they spent an inordinate amount of research money on HIV to this day, even though HIV kills AIDS, kills a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of the people that die from heart disease, cancer, diabetes, strokes, etc. Anyway, it's very interesting. The Gateway pundit Jim Hoff did a piece today from Sue Denham. She's a software engineer for 30 years. She studied Dr. Ferguson's model. We all know it's full of bleep because, again, he doesn't believe his own numbers. Obviously, he doesn't believe everybody's going to die, or he wouldn't have his girlfriend over. She's concluded it's complete garbage and cannot be scientifically replicated. And what she says is, and this is so true, I never thought about this before. On a personal level, I'd go further and suggest that all academic epidemiology be defunded. This sort of work is done best by the insurance sector. Insurers employ modelers and data scientists, but also employ managers whose job it is to decide whether a model is accurate enough for real-world usage, and professional software engineers to ensure model software is properly tested. See, when he predicts a disaster, or these climate change fools predict a disaster, they get more money, you see? So it's in their interest to predict disasters like Ferguson did. This is like football. When you want to know what the odds are in football, who do you go to? You go to Vegas. You know why? Because they got money in the game. The insurance company's got money in the game. It's the same thing. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, as you know. And as the mainstream media has just become so corrupt and decadent over the past few years, especially since Trump was elected president, various different types of organizations have had to step into the breach and defend the citizens and do the work that the Fourth Estate, so-called, is supposed to do, a free press. One of them is Judicial Watch, and they file lawsuits and get in, pry information out that the left-wing newspapers can't be bothered with. And another group is Project Veritas, and they've been running sting operations on various of the sacred cows of the alt-left. And the Project Veritas is run by a guy named James O'Keefe, and he's done a couple of really great great projects this week, and we wanted to have him on. James O'Keefe, thanks for being with us. And again, you've done a great job always, but this week you've done a couple of really good projects. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Howie. Good to be on with you again.
And let's talk first about CBS with the COVID-19 test. This is classic network dishonesty, shall we say. Tell us what CBS News, so-called, did.
Well, and just to give you some news here, Howie, in the last hour, Trump actually mentioned this in the Oval Office, and I'm going to quote Trump here. Quote, CBS is having a hard time getting their facts straight. They did a false report where they got people, make it look like it was turmoil. This is what Trump said. And what Trump is referring to is a situation where they put fake patients in the line of a testing center in Michigan. It's called the Cherry Health Center.
Right.
And CBS Morning Show, which is national, you know, this is like the morning 5 million people watch it. They sent a correspondent to Michigan, and they filmed this line. They filmed these medical people, you know, putting swabs in people's noses. Well, it turns out this is not a real thing. It was set up by some combination of the hospital and CBS News. So this insider who works at the hospital took out his phone and recorded his colleague saying that this was a fake stage thing to create busyness, to make it look busy. And then the insider contacted me at Project Veritas with this cell phone recording. We sent the insider technology that allowed him to do more of these covert recordings. And then a few days later, we break the story. Yesterday, CBS News issued a statement. And they retracted the broadcast. They took down the broadcast. Now, just to say how extraordinary this is, and this is, I'm going to quote the Washington Post here talking about me and the story. Quote, large national broadcasters stand by their on-air work if at all possible. The fact that CBS News removed their broadcast from the internet amounts to a significant concession that something went really wrong.
Well, they only, and then they said at one point, the first statement I saw that we only had one that we did, right? But if there was only one, why did they withdraw the broadcast? There was obviously more than one.
They didn't say there was only one. They said there was at least one. And the CBS report was about how no one could get a test in Michigan. These folks that were recorded in the tape say that there was more than, you know, there was a few of them there. And, in fact, the line of cars was quite long. So there were one or two patients, according to the insider, that were actually waiting to get treated. So there were patients trying to get treated, but there were fake patients in the line holding them from being treated. If this is a radio show, you can't see the video, but
yeah.
The glass on the car, you can't see who's driving the vehicle. It was doctors in their gear, not the patients.
Well, you know what makes it even phonier, James O'Keefe, is that last week there was a story from one of the national drug chains, I forget if it was Walgreens or Rite Aid, saying they'd set up these drive-through testing centers around the country, and they were expecting to be overwhelmed, and they weren't. They were just getting a trickle of people coming in. So CBS had to have seen that story and known that it was that they were promoting fake news, but they went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, and you wouldn't know this, but not for what I did. You wouldn't know this. And I liked how you opened up the segment. You said it takes outsiders, it takes us, the people, And this is another hilarious anecdote that I'm going to read. This is in the Washington Post, talking about me and our work here. By virtue of its audience, CBS News has the power to incentivize others to alter the scenes greeted by its news crews. Journalists aware of this dynamic can ask interviewees, hey, is it usually this busy around here? Or how long was the line yesterday? Anything to keep O'Keefe out of the proceedings, unquote. So it's like they're more upset that I'm exposing the corruption than the corruption itself. If you're in the news business, you're supposed to investigate. You're supposed to, you know, look, ask around, ask questions. And the problem these days is that people don't. They accept what they're told by these. The CEO of the hospital had a fundraiser for Joe Biden, I believe, has been reported in the Wall Street Journal after our story. And there's been reports that the governor of Michigan is close to the CEO of the hospital. So this is a pretty significant thing, and we hope someone's held accountable.
And this is the same network, CBS, that just a couple of weeks ago, when this thing first started, they were looking around for some New York City hospital wards that were overrun with patients. And once again, they couldn't find any. And once again, their solution to the problem was they lifted some video from Italian hospitals that had a lot of patients. And then when they got caught doing it and busted, they just waited a couple of days and they ran the same footage in a different piece. They're totally corrupt.
They're totally corrupt, and they have no self-policing mechanism. They have no – it's like the attorney industry in this country. The attorneys are supposed to regulate themselves. Are you kidding me? This is the American Pravda. This is what I wrote about in this book that I wrote, The American Pravda. We don't know that we're being lied to. How are you supposed to know? What are you doing? Is CNN going to investigate CBS News? You want to hear something extraordinary? When it came to that Amy Robach leaked Jeffrey Epstein tape, remember that one from November?
Oh, that was ABC.
The ABC hot mic tape?
Right.
That was ABC, but their rival company, CBS, fired a woman they suspected of leaking the tape to me. So how does that work? Why is it that rival networks are colluding together to punish people? They punish the whistleblowers and the frauds, people exposing corruption, not rewarding it. It's a very, very corrupt system, and the media is mostly to blame.
And so now ABC, which again sat on a story about Jeffrey Epstein raping underage women, has now sat on a Tara Reid interview for 5 weeks. So they haven't learned any lesson at all either.
They haven't learned anything, here's the thing. It's not about people attack me, Howie, you know, James O'Keefe, we selectively edit, you know, we harm these innocent people. It's not about any of that. Not in the abstract, it isn't. What this is really about is power. It's about power. And these media, I call them cartels, want to protect each other at all costs. You ain't see Brian Stelter at CNN, the so-called reliable sources guy. You don't see him on the ground in Michigan rooting out corruption in the media, whether we can determine whether our sources are reliable. You don't see Ben Smith at the New York Times out there, out in the arena, exposing these folks. They're protecting each other. And what really scares me is we need a new counterweight in this country. Project Veritas is the counterweight. We provide you the covert cameras. You contact us on our website, projectveritas.com, or veritastips@protonmail.com. You send us a tip, and we will send you a camera, and we're going to visually expose the corruption, not just talk about it.
Tell us about the funeral home. We don't have that much time left, but tell us about the funeral home directors. This is kind of a little bit different, I think. You did they know they were being recorded by you, the New York funeral home directors?
Good question, Howie. They are good people. They're not bad people. I wouldn't say they're villains. They're just people who are heroes. Some could say on the front lines, and they're heroes, but this is what Project Veritas does. We do record people. We record people that when they know they're being interviewed, so, you know, whether that's on the record or off the record, they know they're being spoken to by, in some cases, a Project Veritas person, and in other cases, not. And in this case, this was a video where the funeral directors were saying that they're padding the deaths, not the funeral homes, but the hospitals and the people in New York City.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, they said they said one time a judge's relative died, and the judge knew that it was not a COVID-19 and insisted that it be changed. And that was the only way it could be changed, because otherwise they're just rubber stamping through everybody who dies is at COVID-19. And I just saw they found a couple of homeless people in the subway who had died. And of course, the mainstream media went around going crazy. Dead people dying of coronavirus. And it just, you know, it went around the world. And then so it comes out today, James O'Keefe, you've seen the story. One of them didn't have coronavirus. But of course, who's going to pick up that story? That doesn't fit the CNN, MSNBC Democrat narrative, does it?
Well, when your public policy is when your stated public policy objective is anything to, if it even prevents one person from losing their life, you're dealing with some folks who have an irrational calculus, and our media and our governors and those in power are just irrational. And what's really important is just don't lie about it. Just don't lie. And what we found in New York City were funeral directors testifying that they did not know they were being recorded, but they were testifying that they were padding the numbers to get bailout money and to make it look worse. And this is what you saw with CBS News in Michigan. They were padding the numbers. They were creating fake patients. And I don't think that we should lie in a time of crisis. I think people got to be honest.
They're scaring the hell out of everybody. I just got a text from a guy who delivers flowers, and he said he's delivering them for Mother's Day, and they're saying, "Oh, just leave them outside." And they're irrational. They've been driven insane by this panic-driven coverage, and the politicians are involved in it too. James O'Keefe, where can people see these stories we've been talking about, and where can they go to see what you guys do?
Send us a tip, Veritas, that's V-E-R-I-T-A-S, tips at protonmail.com if you're on the inside. You're in Massachusetts, you're anywhere. By the way, we changed the law in Massachusetts. We overturned the law in federal court. So now you can record your public officials in Massachusetts thanks to us. Or go to projectveritas.com, that's project V-E-R-I-T-A-S.com to see our stories and get involved.
That's right. Stay on top of CBS. I used to work for the CBS affiliate in Boston, and I was just thinking what would have happened to me if I'd have tried something like what they did in Michigan. It might have cost me my job, you know? And we weren't a particularly, straight-laced news organization, but that stuff wasn't done not that long ago.
Well, we're just at the tip of the iceberg. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. That's James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. You should check out these reports. It's just outrageous what they're doing to stoke panic. That's all it is. They're trying to stoke panic and defeat Donald Trump, obviously. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
He was targeted by the Obama administration, and he was targeted in order to try and take down a president. And what they've done is a disgrace, and I hope a big price is going to be paid. A big price should be paid. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. What they did, what the Obama administration did, is unprecedented. It's never happened. Never happened. A thing like this has never happened before in the history of our country. And I hope a lot of people are going to pay a big price, because they're dishonest, crooked people. They're scum. And I say it a lot. They're scum. They're human scum.
Wow. I love that. I love he's saying the Obama administration. None of this. Oh, there were a couple of rogue agents. It was the Obama administration. That's the way to word it. Exactly. Got a couple of texts here. Someone sent me a picture from Marietta, Georgia. His daughter lives there. She sent him a picture. She went by one of these COVID-19 testing centers. One car. Bruce from the Mets says, I go by a COVID test center they set up in Peace, Tradeport, almost every day. Today was the first day I've seen a car in line. Hey, you know, how about this for a story for CBS? Everybody was complaining there weren't enough tests being sent out, but now that the tests are out, no one's going to the centers, or not many people are going. It's like this thing with the vaccine, that we're not going to do anything till there's a vaccine. How are you going to make people take the vaccine? They have vaccines for flu every year. I get one because I can't afford to be out for a few days. But a lot of people, millions of people, even though they know they're vulnerable to the flu, they don't bother to get a flu shot. They don't want to, I don't know if they don't want to get stuck, or they don't want to pay, or they just don't want to, I don't know. So what makes you think if they get a vaccine, what makes you think a lot of people are going to get it? A lot of people aren't. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hello from your old stomping grounds up here in Maine.
Yes.
O'Keefe is absolutely right in terms of how they calculate the deaths. And I know this because our CDC director admitted it twice that I've heard. The difference is he doesn't try to spin it. He just says, if somebody dies and they have COVID-19 and they test positive, we put them in that column. The cause of death is for the medical examiner, not for us. He just flatly says that it's a different number than the people that are killed by the virus. And I think that's refreshing. What O'Keefe is doing is exposing the political spin.
Right. No, that's... Again, they're inflating the numbers, it appears, to terrify the population into being cowed into obeying orders. I'm Howie Carr.